Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
A soon-to-be missed opportunity. It is universally recognized that proper tire inflation is critical to achieving good gas mileage and vehicular safety. Exhortations to this effect appear in government publications and the assorted documents that come with your car and its tires. In case you forget the actual tire pressure you should be using, you can even find the recommended values inscribed on a label on the doorpost of your vehicle. Accordingly, we all carefully check our tire pressure frequently and adjust it to optimum. I do this, for example, every time I refill my lava lamp. Okay, so we almost never check our tire pressure. Even I, something of a mileage fanatic, occasionally do a walk around and look at all four tires. If none is noticeably low, I forget about them for a couple of weeks. Noticeably low would probably mean that the tire pressure was deficient by over 20%. So much for good mileage. I doubt that you are any more assiduous than I am. And even if you are, your crappy manual tire pressure gauge is notoriously inaccurate. Try to get the same reading on successive measurements and see if you don't agree. Tire and auto manufacturers together decide what the optimum pressure is for each vehicle and tire combination. Typically, the pressure is given as a range, for example, 30-32 psi, or pounds per square inch. In percentage terms, this is a fairly wide range, which means that proper inflation isn't something that requires a precision manometer or standards lab to achieve. If you read the news groups devoted to various vehicle subjects, you will frequently find discussion threads where people are arguing that overinflating tires will increase mileage. I don't know if they are correct. I tend to believe that the manufacturers know what they are doing and that their recommendations are sound. What does happen with incorrect inflation?